Kirech HaZevach, we got a little bit further than that last night, but we'll start from Halacha Yud. Kirech HaZevach, if you took a haircut on a korban, if it needs a pulse and the korban is found to be unfit, then the haircut is no good, and you got to start from scratch. Uzvach Lolo, and any subsequent korban does not work as well. Gilecha Khatish Lishma, similarly if the Khatas was the first one you sacrificed and it was done Shalishma, which means it's no good, but Hakavi Karbonos Lishma, even if you brought the rest of Karbonos Lishma, since you took your haircut after the Khatas, then Tiglachta Psula the haircut is no good, and Uzvakov Loolo and the subsequent Karbonos didn't work either. Gilech al Olav al Shlomish Lishma, however. What if you did your Tiglachas the haircut on the Olan Shlomim, which are Shalolishma. Now, Olan Shlomim Shalolishma are not kosher for their purpose, but they're kosher as korbanos, right? But Chakrevi korbanos of Lishman, and he brought your korbanos subsequently Lishma afterwards. So, according to Anakama, Tiglachto Psula, the haircut is no good. Uzvach of the Olo and his korbanos didn't work because the initial korban must be done for the right purpose, for the purpose of cancelling the Nazirus. Rabbi Shimon Omer also has Zevach lo Olo. That korban did not work. The first one, because of Shlolishma, but all the other korbanos subsequently did work, and similarly, the haircut works as well. Because he says, as long as it's done on a kosher korban, even if it's not the right korban for this procedure, that's enough to make it a kosher haircut. If you took a haircut on all three of them, and one of them was kosher at least, right, one of the three, then even Tanakama would agree, even the first time would agree in that case, that the haircut was valid. Haircut, he brings out the korbanos subsequently. Olas lo tiglachto, says the Gemara, when it says that the korban worked, right, it means not just the korban work, but also the haircut works. Because in Tamer slowly Tiglachti, you're going to say that when it says all that the korbanos works, it doesn't mean the haircut works as well. So I feel as Vachav Lo, obviously a korban that is with the korban, if the haircut is no good, the korbanos attached to it are no good either, right? In other words, if the haircut's no good because it was done improper after, without enough matirim, without enough permission ahead of time, so then of course the korbanos he brought are not good as well. Okay, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan asked, "Mao al shami chagiga legalech Rabbi Shimon." Let's say brother Shlomi, which is totally unrelated to being a nazir, right? You brought a shal Shlomi because it's Yom Tov, right? It's cholamoy. You brought a chagiga. So v'lo says Gemara, v'lo mas disi. It's in our Mishnah. In reality, it certainly seems to be good. Because it says here, Shimon Mero, it says Zevach Lo, that korban didn't work for him. Vashar Zevach Lo, the korbanos did work for him. So that means that even though that korban was brought, meaning the first korban he brought in the series was not done properly, but since it was a kosher korban, since it Olah Shlomo Shlo Lishma are kosher korbanos, if not true for what they're supposed to be, but they are kosher, period. So therefore, the haircut is valid, and the subsequent korbanos brought lishma are valid, and so too the same thing logic would dictate that, says Moro, actually I don't have to say it outside, Moro will say it, so Vafil Shachton, it says here, even if you slaughtered them, right, Shlo Lishma, it should say, even if you slaughtered them, Shlo Lishma, Lokasham in the Dovahim, aren't they like Shalom in the Dovah? Once they're Shlo Lishma, they're like voluntary. Hadam Rasticha Shumgalech Shalom in the Dovah, Rabbi Shimon. You take a haircut on Shlomim, which are voluntary, and Shalom in Chagiga would seem to be the same thing. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Ada Barachua, Tzrichle, I'm sorry, misread that line. Says the Gemara, let me start the line again. So this concerns me, that's why it's confusing. Rav Yosef Ravun Omar, that's Rav Adar Baruch, Rav Yosef Ravun said that Rav Adar Baruch and Rav Yochanan had a dispute about this. Rav Adar Baruchua, Tzrichle, he's not sure if Shalmei Chagiga actually worked. Because maybe there it has another purpose, you know, maybe there it's meant for something else. As opposed to Shlomi, which is sacrificed Shlomi Shema, that becomes like generic, it's neutral. So maybe it's only specifically a neutral korbanos, and of course the korban of the nazir done properly, but not a korban intended for some other piece for a reason. Rabbi Yochanan pshita, Rabbi Yochanan's pushing that it does work. Okay, the it's possible that there has to be the korban changed around the kirsa, but all right, that's basically what it means.
I'm dying to ask this question. What if you get a haircut on a pico fatus? Apiyuchatz. You know, it's not going to work. It's a good question. It's not going to work. Okay.
Mishnah Nizakol of Echmin Adami. Somebody now, he got the blood sprinkled on him. Which, I'm sorry, it wasn't sprinkled on him. It was sprinkled on his back. But and it says Nizakol law means not sprinkled on him, but sprinkled for him, right? So it's sprinkled on the Mizbech. And so therefore, one of the korbanos was done properly. The Nidma, then he became Tommy. Reblesmer saucer, so Korbanos says, too bad, you lose, because you didn't take your haircut yet. So therefore, you're not, you got to start again, right? So says the Gemara, it says the Mishnah, Chachom Reim Yavishar Kamros to be tired. No, Chachom say when he gets a chance, he brings the rest of the Korbanos, he doesn't have to lose in the zeros again. The haircut is not essential according to Chachom Reim. Once he brings at least one Korban, does it properly, that's sufficient. Okay? Armelo, they said to Rabbi Elezer, hey, listen, Rabbi Elezer, Maisa ben Miriam ha Tad Meiris. There's a story with Miriam from Tadmor. One of the korbanos was sacrificed properly. And then they came to her and they said, before she took her haircut, Abita, that her daughter, she misukenes, that she's in danger of losing her life. She ran. Unfortunately, she found her daughter was dead. So she became tmeo, right? So she doesn't have to actually start from scratch. She just brings her other korbanos when she becomes tahira. So we see here that chachamim hold that you don't break your nazirus by becoming tamei after the korbanos are brought. Okay? Says the Gemara, mechavish itosi Rebbe Elazar, I got a problem. Contradiction, Rebbe Elazar. Tam Ramer lo sosar ela big typo ela shiva. Carmen Ada and Ridbaz change it. Earlier in the Masechet he said, if you became Tomei after one of the Korbanos, you only have to count 7 days. Because Marachenir, he says, they are not that way. He says, you have to count 30 days. It's a contradiction. He says, Rabbi Yochanan, no. You misunderstood our Mishnah. Sosar Korbanos. What he loses is his Korbanos, but Itaka doesn't lose the 30. He doesn't have to start from scratch. But he has to bring again all the Korbanos, not just the Korbanos he hasn't brought yet. But Itaka doesn't have to start from scratch. Even Rabbi Lezer agrees that once you brought one Korban Kedin, the haircut is not impediment, and you don't have to start from scratch in terms of your Naziris, but you have to bring all the three Korbanos over again. Okay? Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Shita, second line from the bottom. Shita da. Now, from here for the rest of the paragraph, which is another six lines, nobody understands exactly what's going on. And I don't have my own shot here, so just going to follow here, kind of like the Orsa Meach. I think that's the way I'm going to do it, the way he learns the Gemara. Everybody changes gears, so everybody says to tamper with the text. So I'm going to do like this, Meach. Shita da. It's partial that nitma, take away to switch around the words below and nitma. Should be nitma below, and the next word instead of kosher should be noshar. Noshar means the hair fell out, not cut off.
Oh.
It became nitma, and it came to me, and his hair fell out. So in this case, lobada. In this case, He's not. It's no good. If his hair alpha fell out without his becoming tame, so then whatever he brought previously to his hair falling out does him no good. Okay. I'm sorry. Did I read that right? Pshita nidma below nasha, right? Became tame without his hair falling out, right? So then it's now no good. What about the next case? Here it says kosher, right? But he changed that to noshar. What if noshar v'chakach nitma? What if his hair fell out and then he became tummy? Now, if he got a haircut before becoming tummy, right? After even have brought one carpet, so for sure he's okay. Even according to Rabbi Elazar, it's no problem, right? If on the other end his hair, the Gemara says if he got tamei before his hair fell out, and of course before a haircut, then the Gemara blesses he has to start his korbanos from scratch. But the Gemara's question is, what if his hair fell out, not cut off, but it fell out and then he became tamei? So is that as if he got a haircut, or is it not as if he got a haircut? Do you hear the Gemara's question?
Yeah.
Okay. So says Gemara, Omar Rabbi Chanina, and Chanina said, turn the page. V'lo Rebbe Lezer, look, we're going according to Rebbe Lezer, because according to Rabbanan, you don't have to take haircut. Once you brought one carbon kalacha, it's good enough. Where this whole question we're asking according to Rebbe Lezer holds that you have to, the haircut is an impediment, right? That at least there's one that you don't fulfill your chiyuv of korbanos unless you manage to take a haircut b'tahara, right? You don't have to start in your zeros from scratch, but you have to you have to bring your korbanos over again. Says Mar, look, well, Rebbe Lezer Shamuti, Rebbe Lezer is a student of Beis Shammai. We learned to the Braisa, Nazir umirate. If a Nazir lost his hair, mirate, his hair got pulled out, but not cut, right? He suffered some disease and his hair fell out. There's some, chemotherapy, Rachman al-Islam, or something like that. Bishamai tzarech lavir tal rosho. Bishamai says he still got to put a razor over his head.
Symbolic,
right? He has to pull a razor over his head. Do we have that previous in himself? I don't remember if we had that.
It's like a toughest down priest.
That's right. I think you have to draw blood, though.
Right.
Right. We discuss a bald guy. A guy who started out bald, not a guy who... Yeah. So, Beishamim ain't Sarklav, Vitarklav, Yatar, Beishom, Beishomim ain't Sarklav, Yatar, which was no symbolic thing. So Kani Masnisa. So, according to this, our Mishnah said, Yatar, Yavi, Shar, Korbono. Our Mishnah said you have to become Tor and bring the rest of his Korbonos. So based on what we just learned, name Beis Shammai, we have to say Rebbe Lezer gave us this to tire utgaleach v'tovi shar korbono. She has to be it says it doesn't say utgaleach. Actually, I put that in and I should not put that. I should change it slightly differently. To tire v'tavir tar, she should the Mishnah we're talking about. Right, Miriam Tadmoris, it's a woman. So using the feminine form. To tire, she should become Torah, and she should bring a tire, v'tavi shar karbona, and bring the rest of her carbon. But according to Rabbi Lezer, it will come out that she actually has to bring all the carbonas from scratch. Because Rabbi Lezer would hold, like Beis Shammai, that you need a symbolic haircut. Even if you don't have hair, you need a symbolic haircut. So if she became Tomei, or he became Tomei, and his hair fell out, and then he became Tomei, so nevertheless, afterwards, you still need a symbolic haircut. So therefore, that symbolic haircut would require, it seems, according to Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbanan, you just, of course, you don't have to bring any subsequent korbanos, right? You just bring your subsequent korbanos. You don't have to bring whatever korbanos you already brought. But according to Rabbi Lezer, you have to bring all the korbanos when you have do the symbolic shaving of the head. So let's just go through that again. Beis Shammai says a Nazir who went bald needs a symbolic shaving. Beis Hillel says they do not. So according to Beis Shammai, according to Rabbanan, if you already brought one korban, and then your hair fell out, so and then you became Tomei, so you become Tar, and you bring the rest of your korbanos, it's not material whether now you shave or not, right? It's probably a mitzvah, according to Beis Shammai, to go like this with a razor, but it's not essential. But according to Rabbi Lezer, since going over the head with a razor is an essential thing, even for a bald guy, so therefore he would hold you have to become tar, shave with it to bring a korban over again, because your initial korbanos were not connected to a tiglachas, and then the symbolic shaving of the head. Okay? So again, according to Rabbanan, you continue where you left off, whenever you come tar. According to Lezer, you have to start from scratch. That's because according to Rabbanan, the shaving is not an impediment. According to Rabbi Lezer, it's not an impediment to you to begin your zeros from scratch, but it's an impediment to your capacity for the korbanos to have worked. So that's why you have to bring the korbanos from scratch again if you became Tommy without having shaved. Okay, new parak, very easy the rest of the blot tonight. Interesting too. Kohen Gadol of a Nazir, Kohen Gadol who is a Nazir. Ain't time to grow him. They can't go to any Levites, even their close relatives. Except they're walking down the road, Motzu Meis Mitzvah. They found a Meis Mitzvah. Meis Mitzvah is a dead body which has nobody to bury it. So, Lezer, Meitami, you can become Yitami Kohen Gadol. Vayitami Nozir. The Kohen Gadol and Nozir are walking down the street together. So who goes to the Meis Mitzvah? So Rav says the Kohen Gadol. Kachomer Amim, Yitami Nozir. The Nozir should go. Vayitami Kohen Gadol, not the Kohen Gadol. What's my logic? We see that the prohibition of a Kohen becoming Tame is less severe than that of a Nozir becoming Tame, because a Kohen becomes Tame does not bring a carbon, whereas Kohen who becomes Tame does not bring a carbon, whereas a Nozir does, right? So it's more severe. Amalei said, on the contrary, Yitami knows in the Nozir become Tami, he doesn't have permanent Kedusha. By Yitami Kohen, as opposed to Kohen Shekedusha, so Kedusha Solomon, he has permanent Kedusha. So therefore, it is more proper for the Nozir to become Tami. That's a big machlokas. See, it says, V'akol nafshos meis lo yavo. It says by Kohen, on all dead bodies he should not come, meaning he should not have anything to do with them. Manakim, what are we talking about? Imlo, so now that's what it says by Kohen Gadol. Imlo, so our Kohen Gadol tells that he can't have come Levites of his more distant relatives and friends. There's no words to the Kohen Gadol, where it already says a Kohen Gadol can only go to Levites of his father, his mother, his sister, and brother, and so on and so forth. So, Elo, Imenu in your Chokim. It must be that if it's not talking about the ones who are distant from him, must be that in the Kohen must be talking about his own close relatives. So, Ksiv. So it says more. I don't understand. Ksiv Akol Navshos May. It says Akol Navshos, and then it says, the Gemara is now asking a different question. Gemara is taking a different tack. Gemara asks, how do we know the Kohen Gadol, or a Kohen Gadol, can be Metame for a Meis Mitzvah? It says, Akol Nafshos Meis Le'avo, right? Yeah. Any dead body he can't approach. So if you say, Ksiba Akol Nafshos, Vata Marachin, you said he can go to a Meis Mitzvah? How come? So it says, Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chir Baba, Bagamda, says, Mikan, from here we learn out, or here's a manifestation better, of Isra Acher Isra, but Torah, El Lahatir. That whenever you have a prohibition after a prohibition of Torah, it's like Ribui Acher Ribui, Enuel Lamait, right? You have two prohibitions, one after another, they really cut to permit. So it says in the Pasuk, though he doesn't bring it down over here, it says, So isn't it obvious he can't go to his father and mother's Levi? It says, so why is it going to say his father and mother afterwards? So it's an additional superfluous Isser after a first one. So whenever we have that, it comes to tell us that somebody actually to whom it's mutter to go to the Levi. Who's the mutter person? Or Meis Mitzvah. Right, yeah.
Sounds like a Klala Prat.
No, what?
If it were a Klala Prat, would it be the same?
No, it would be different. You're right. I don't know why.
Just because the Masorah wasn't.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't.
It's a generalization and it's
special. Yeah, you're right. It could be a Klala Prat. I'm not sure why it's not a Klala Prat. I don't know. I guess because it can't serve as a prat, because there's nothing which would be similar to your father and mother. So it's not a prat from which we can infer. We need to infer from a cloud. No, cloud prat and cloud.
Mashabrat.
Yeah, but the Ushami didn't have that meter before. The Ushami had a different meter for cloud prat. The Ushami had a different meter. I forget what it learned already from a cloud prat. Was on Daf Kav Zayin or a base? There's a Klal Prat. Yeah, the Klal Prat there is Taka, L'chayev HaKolechot V'Echot.
You talk about Klal Prat.
I think it was Mark's number prior to that. Somewhere prior to that, I think it was Mark's special. Like it was on Daf Chav Dalim base.
Yeah. Yushami and Chav Dalim base said Kol. See, it is in line with Yushami. It says, wherever we say Kol, Kol Devashiya Bichlav, Yotzmina Kol Lamid, Lo Lamid Alatma Yotzah, Lamid Alaklau Kulo Yotzah. The way Yushami learns Klal Prat is that it actually comes to teach us something about the entire principle. Not the way the Bavli learns Klal Prat. So I don't know exactly what the Bavli does over here. I didn't look today at the Bavli to see what it says here. But according to Ushami Taka, whenever you have a specification after generalization, at least in Nazir, you have a specification after generalization, so then the specification actually comes to teach us something about the generalization. And that would make sense in the context of this Gemara. Not the way we would normally learn a Klal Prat, that Ema Klal El Mashma Prat. Taka, but this would be a Taka, different way of learning. Okay, good question though. So it says, Elatim Meitzvitzvah, Sukhansi Matim Meitzvitzvah. Isabah in the Shmir Medo, somebody wanted to be Matim Meitzvitzvah from here, because it says, Loitama by a Kohen, it says, Loitama Baal Bama, a husband should not become Tome among his nation. And we dash that by Mave no Mitame among his nation, where there are other people in the nation to be involved with this corpse, they doesn't come Tame. Lameis mitzvah, Mitame Lameis mitzvah, but Lameis mitzvah does become Tame. Is by Nishmana Meade, some people want to learn from here. It says, Le Cholo, to defile him. Top of Lam Gimel Rav, Le Cholo in a Mitame, that which defiles him. And Amitami on Meis Mitzvah is like, it's a super thing. It's a very chashuv thing. So therefore, their taka, it's not being mechal him. It's uplifting him. It's being mekadosh him, I guess. I don't know exactly. So therefore, he's allowed to do it. Isma Yavishim Minada. Some people want to learn from here. This is an interesting limud. It says, Ki kilas elokim talui. It says, whenever you see something which is like a curse of Hashem, somebody who's like a curse of Hashem hanging, you have to bury him on that day. It says, Kavartik Breno Bayomahu, right? That somebody's hanging on a gallows, right? So you have to bury him, right? So Eshu Musar, so we talk about Eshu Musar Kilas Hashem, he who was commanded not to blaspheme Hashem, for which reason somebody is strung up after he's stoned. So somebody who's permitted, who's prohibited from blaspheming Hashem, Muzer al Meis Mitzvah, we're commanded to bury him if he's a Meis Mitzvah. Kavortik Berenu, right? V'she'enu Muzer Kilos Hashem. Those who are not commanded Kilos Hashem, meaning Goyim. Enu Muzer al Meis Mitzvah. You find their corpses on the road, you're not Mukhli to bury them, right? Hey, someone asked the question, wait a minute, how can you say this? Hare Akum. Elu Shem Yisrasim B'tliyah, right? This is a goyim. If they blaspheme Hashem, they also get strung up, right? So how come they? I'm sorry, I mispunctuated. What about Hare Akum? What about goyim? They also get killed for having blasphemed. So therefore, if you find a goy on the road, you should have dinim meis mitzvah and have to bury him as well. So it says the Gemara, Eilu shemisasim b'tliyah, specifically those who you can find hanging, where they don't hang goyim, right? Hang goyim, yatzazek, because goyim are killed not by stoning and hanging, but rather by shemisasim saifdos, killed by sword. So therefore, there's no din of meis mitzvah if you find a goy lying on the street, okay? Or crucifixion, right? A kohen is not mukhlit to bury him. Says Gemara, Kavor Mitzvah Saseh. It says in Dvarim there, when he's hanging, bury him, right? Kavor, it's Mitzvah Saseh. That and about him. Minaya Marba Saif Sharing, but I don't know that if he was killed by a sword, you bury the sword. Hnebo, when he was hung by the tree, you bury the tree. Suda Shinech Nakbo, if he's suffocated, you bury the garment which is used to suffocate him. Matam lomar yikberet, matam lomar tikberenu. So what does it say? It says, Tikvarenu, and that's a ribu, it's an extra word, so it teaches us bury him and everything which causes death when he's killed by court. Yocho Yikburu, it's a typo. Karmenei says, Yocho Yikburu, whether you bury the implements together with the body. No, Damlamaki Kavor, Tikvarenu, two separate words. Kvura lo, you bury him. And Ulei Tolavno, and your, and his sticks and stones, which killed him, you bury them separately. Now, not literally separately, but hey, Ketzat, how do you bury them? You bury them, Mamik Shlosha, you bury them three tvarim beneath the ground, somewhere else other than, I guess, in his grave, Kadesh Lotelema Machresha, in order that a plow should not dig it up when they're plowing. So you have to dig them sufficiently deep. I guess it is somewhere else from him. You just dig them, you bury them sufficiently deep that a plow doesn't dig them up, but you don't have to bury them in some specially designated area, the stick and the stones or whatever it's used to kill. Okay?
So any implement of basting?
When they kill somebody with it. Yeah. They would, well, the mold lead gets in the body.
Yeah.
Doesn't come out.
The cleat.
I don't think they have to, that's not what killed them, it's the lead. So the lead gets buried with him anyway, Taka. It's buried in him. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. Yeah, the whole wooden tree. Yeah. Okay. I think it is about. I think it's an Sanhedrin. Says Gemara. Now, getting back to Tik Barenu, you bury him. Mikanchim Shir Mimenu, if you leave part of him out of the grave, Lost the Clement Info for the Mitzvah. Shemar Kikavor Tik Barenu, right? Kikavor, you have to bury him the entirety. Tik Barenu, now, again, with Ashi's words, Kikavor Tik Barenu, each one of Lutashi Rei several times, I think it's just an Asmachta, but Mikanchim Onasa Meis Mitzvah Achi Yehei Rosh of Rubo. It's not a mitzvah if you find body parts. You have to find the head and the majority of the torso in order to be a mace mitzvah. Okay, for a Kohen, of course, or Noz to be required to bury him. Tani Rabbi Yossi Yasso Kumi Rabbi Yochanan Reyasso in front of Yochanan the following bride. So Kshem Shodan Metami Lameis Mitzvah. So the person become Tami for a mace mitzvah, for a dead body. Kachadam Metami El Eimer Mace Mitzvah. So Tami Metami on the body part. Armle Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, V'yesh Kein Zu. Is that talk? Is there such a thing in this pasuk? It can't be. It says tikvarenu, right? That's not a mace mitzvah because it's not the majority, not the a mace. It's just body parts. So it says Rabbi Yaakov Baracha B'shem Rabbi Zira said you're right. A single body part not to bury the potter. You explained that when you have to bury body parts only. I skipped the word. Bechozer tipoter. Only when the body is there and it's just splintered apart. So then you go back to take the other limb. So then that's considered to be part of the mace mitzvah. In other words, the Kohen saw the head of the majority of the torso there, but and there were parts severed from the body, then you can go back to pick those up and bury them as well. Okay? Says the Gemara, Tanya Rabbi said, Ein adam mitamer el evam min achai mi aviv. I did not know this, but a Kohen is not even allowed to be in a room with an Avram Minachai. Was Avram Minachai? They amputate a limb.
Right.
It's Matame. You knew that?
No.
No, it's a Chiddush, right? No. It's not just a dead body. If they amputate a person's limb, look at the next story. Says the Gemara, Einam Odom Matame, Avram Minachaim. I will Odom Matame, a person is allowed to become Tame. I'll add some Kisora Minachaim. And a bone the size of a barley corn, even though that makes tumor, if you touch it, makes you tame, but that's not an Avram Minachai, it's not Mitame to the same extent. So therefore, I think it's not Mitame, but I think Avram maybe is Tame if you carry it, and somehow Avram Minachai is more stringent than tumor, I forget how.
Doesn't fill the room with tumor?
No, for that you need to have a majority of torso of the corpse. I don't know. Maybe because in Avery there's a chi of kvura and not on less than that. I'm not sure why. I don't remember why. But I don't remember if there's more tumor. It's just more significant. Probably just more significant. So anyway, we don't make a shame. The Chayitah changes according to, based on the sifra. On the Bryce, it says, Kishem, right? You don't make Kishem, she'en adam atame etzgesar me'aviv. No, just like he can't become tame on his, Kishem, she'en adam atame etzgesar me'aviv, he can't become tame, kain e'en atame etzgesar me'aviv, he's got to leave the room. In other words, for both, he's got to leave the room, not just for, or not come into contact with them. No, now leave the room, I guess. No, but leaving the room won't be a problem, I guess, because they're not, I don't think that Eber Mirchai spreads the room with Tuma. I think it's only if he touches it. But could be I'm wrong about that. Let's see if I can find it quickly in Shulchan Aruch.
It takes on the significance of a dead body.
Yeah, but I don't think it's been Tommy. It feels I'm not sure, but I don't think it does. I think you have to have the majority of the skeleton. I'm pretty sure about that. Or most of the robinion, meaning most of the spinal column. I think that's what you have to have. He doesn't say what well, he just says Ametamilahem. I'm pretty sure it means you can't touch them, not that you can't go into a room. It doesn't say what the parameters are. See, the following mice is talking to be schwer. That's what's bothering me. The following mice is talking to be schwer, but if you hold like I'm saying, but I think I'm thinking correct about it anyway. Not clear, but I'm sort of pretty sure about that. So in any event, so really should know what Eber Mirchai has been telling me. Let me just see if Moshe says anything.
So that means in a hospital in Israel.
Yeah, look at the next one. That's what I'm about to speak about. That's what's going to bother me. Says Maisa Biyosi ben Paxas, who was a Kohen, Sholos Numia, Ravla Numi, had some sort of gangrene, so his leg had to be amputated. Nichos Ravi the Chotcho, the doctor came with the card. Amar Lo, so he said, Kshetonich Bo Kuchlusa, when you have a hair breadth left, Hodiani, let me know. So Chotcho was cutting it. Nichos Bo Kuchlusa, now obviously he was awake for this operation, right? Nichos Bo Kuchlusa, Ravotio, and he let him know. Kolon Chuni Beno, because he called Nechuni his son. Maybe Nechuni was touching him, he was certainly in the room. Normally he said, Nechuni b'ni, ad kana yisachayev li tapo bi. Till now you had to deal with me. Nikam b'ech say, now you have to leave the room. She'en adam etamei l'Eber Minachai mi'aviv. Because you can't become tamei through my Eber Minachai. So it sounds here like it's metamei bohel, because it's not to leave the room. But I don't think so. I'm really bothered by it. I think that it only is, he's only metame if he touches it. I don't know, but from here it's certainly mashma that it's the room, right? So anyway, he told him to leave. When this came, they said
praiseworthy. This very praiseworthy. Why? Yei tzadik oved betzidko. There's a tzadik which gets destroyed or lost by his tzedek. So that sounds like a negative, but they turn around and made it positive. Hatzadik oved, the tzadik is getting destroyed betzidko imo. In other words, who's concerned in this great pain that he says, and just wait a minute in the middle of the amputation so I can tell my son to go out. Only to a big tzaddik is going to be concerned like that. So that shows what a big tzaddik Yosef ben Paxos was. Okay? Eizu meis mitzvah. Who's a meis mitzvah? Koshu hu tzover. Anytime he shouts, veim neir. Now, I just saw in Juhark, by the way, the mitzvah that loch is that if a kohet, it's not brought down here in the Ushambi, but I guess it's in the Bavli, or we'll have it later on, that if a father is missing, if a father's amputee, then a Kohen son can't go to his Leviah, and vice versa. He's only metame to his father if his father's whole. Just like he's not metame to his father's Avram bin Achai, he's not metame to his father's partial body. That's what it says there. Okay? So maybe we'll get there. Okay, so it says, Gemara, Ezo Mesvitz, what's Mesvitz? Koshu Tzovech, he shouts for people to come to help him out, Veim Neir Boim, Boim. People don't come, either they don't hear him or have nothing to do with him. Bobneir, people said he come to deal with the Meis Mitzvah. Hare Zem Moshechus Yodo, so the Kohen or Nozer get disentangles himself from the involvement. Adhechon. Now, how much does he have to disentangle himself? Now, normally a Kohen can't go to any Leviah. But once it's a Meis Mitzvah, even if he managed to get other people to deal with it, right? That other people, when he brought other people to the scene, nevertheless, he's allowed a Ray to participate because he became involved. So therefore, ad heichon, ad kadei nosei mitav chilufen, 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 if there are enough pallbearers and people to back up the pallbearers and back up the backups, then he doesn't get involved. But even to be a back of a backup, he's allowed to, because one, even though Kohen normally shouldn't go to any Leviah, but once he had the heter mitzvah, base mitzvah kick in the beginning, he's allowed to continue his involvement, right? Also, b'kshein tichlo, it's only if they don't need him for the covenant of the Leviah. I mean, when you tell him of the for the honor of this Meis Mitzvah, then Lobadon, in that case, he's not restricted. He can go. And Mishena Makirim also. This is also talking about that people don't know who this Meis Mitzvah is. In other words, he's not just an anonymous dead person. Avim Makirim also, but they know him. Then the Kohen is allowed to continue being involved because of his honor, and.
He is allowed to be?
Yes, he is. Once you start with that, there may be mitzvah. Okay? B'shein kvodo. And also, this is where it's not the covet of the mace that this Kohen be involved. Avim yakvodo, if it's the honor of the mace, kvodo achen, lobedo, in that case, the Kohen also is not charged to separate himself from involvement. Again, it's all assuming that he got the heter meis mitzvah to begin with. Because otherwise, even if it's covered for the individual involved, the Kohen can't call the Leviah, right? So that might be certain traditional rabbis' heter here. You know, they hold that they're, for the covered of the person who dies, they're allowed to go. But the Lemaisa, that's not a heter, only if you start out being a meis mitzvah. Now, once you said this, a very famous Gemara here, actually, in terms of, you'll see in a minute. Maushi tame Kohen lekovet anasi. Can a Kohen go to the Nasi's Leviah? Now, Nasi is, of course, somebody like Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, right? What? No, but actually, this whole sugi is used for whether people go to Kvarim of Tzadikim. Kohanim can go to Kvarim of Tzadikim. Because the Son Kohanim, they made it go to a Kever of a Tzadik, and they say the Kever is not Matami. Well, the truth is, even though they bring this Gemara as their source, it's not really a good proof. Because this one is talking about specifically the Leviah, not going to the Kever afterwards, just the Leviah, for the honor of that individual. And it sounds like it's really Metame, right? But not. But they're allowed to do it anyway because the honor of the person about, because it was like a Meis Mitzvah.
That's what Mara's going to say. So it really doesn't apply to going to the kever. It really is not a good riot. Kadomach Rabbeinu Nasi, when Rabbeinu Nasi died, Achus Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu made a pronouncement of Amar, ain't kuna yukayom. There's no kuna today. Meaning all the kohanim should go to Levaya. How they might come into contact with the dead body, they're allowed to go to Levaya nonetheless. Rabbeinu Nasi, Barbrei Rabbeinu Nasi, Rabbeinu Nasi, the grandson of Nasi, Yudah Nasi, the Tamoira, who's usually called Rabbeinu Nasi. Dochaf Rabbi Chia, when the grandson died, Dochaf Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chia pushed Rabbi Zira Bar Ba, Beknishta the Gufna, he pushed him into the shul among the grapevines in Sipirin. In Zippori, Umesave made him tummy, right? Even though he was a Kohen, because in order to go to Levaya. Kadamchis Yudaine, when Yudaine Achse Rabbi Nasi, the granddaughter of Rabbi Yudah Nasi, the sister of Rabbi Yudah Nasi, died, Shal Rabbi Chanina Besari Mara, Chanina wanted to get Rabbi Mara, was the Kohen to come to Levaya. Losaki didn't go. Armalazi said, look it, Imachayen Ein Matamim Lohem, if during their lifetimes were not, I wouldn't be Matami to go to a sister's Levaya, right? I can't go to Sister Levi, which in his lifetime, so Koshkade, certainly Achar, or my Koshkade Misasa, even certainly once the Nasi has died, so therefore I can't go to her Leviah. Okay? The name Moshe is a different shot. It's a little bit difficult. You know, I think now I'm thinking about it. I think what he means to say is that, I'm not sure exactly what he means to say. I guess everyone in Kormi, you know, now I'm not so sure I like it. He says, I wouldn't go to Nasi's sister Levi while she was alive. While the Nasi was alive, now the Nasi's dead, I'm certainly not going to his sister Levi. He's a Kohen, right? So therefore he's not Mukhiv to go. Okay? So Taka, what's the Svara? She's not a Nasi. Why should he go to the Nasi's sister Levi? So he says, Gemara, I'm a Nasi. Renasi said, the logic is me, Misasan, also a son commits mitzvah. After their death, especially this Nasi's sister, while her brother Nasi was alive, if she had died then, so a lot of people would have come to Levaya, right? Because she's the Nasi's sister. Now Nasi's dead, not so many people are going to come to Levaya because her grandeur has faded, right? So therefore, at this point, she's like a mace mitzvah. And therefore, you should go as a Kohen to Levaya. Now, I know, of course, we don't pass that way, but that's how that was the contemporary people. But once you got involved, as long as there is enough for his covet, you're allowed to participate. So to hear, in that there's not enough people for the covet of the mace, because the mace was a Nasi, or from the Nasi's house, they made it as if it had that same parameter mace mitzvah.
So. No, I'm confused though. Before we said that if you didn't know who the person was, then you can...
No, not if you didn't know who the person was. If you didn't know who the person was, then if once there are enough people who are involved, the pallbearers and the backup pallbearers, the back of the backups, you can't be involved.
Cannot.
Right. But if you know who the guy was...
That's a classic mace mitzvah. You don't know who the person... No one knows who the person is.
Right, but there are other types of mace mitzvah. They're saying mace mitzvah where you know the guy is a Tamba Chochem. But there's nobody to bury him. Right. So that's also mace mitzvah. In that case, you can go to Levaya, we said, even if there aren't pallbearers, you're just in there for his covet. Once you got the carte blanche of mace mitzvah, so then you continue on in that vein. Okay? Okay, so it says the Gemara, Maushi Tambi Lekovet Rabu, can a Kohen go to his Rebbe's Levaya? Rabbi Yare Zira Dame Chamoy, Rabbi Yare Zira, his father-in-law died. So, Who the same guy was following the Rabbi, was also his Rebbe. So Shoal, Rabbi Yossi asked Rabbi Yossi, Vasale, and Rabbi Yossi forbade him to go to Levaya. Shama Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chama heard this. Rabbi said, Yitamulo, Yitamulo. He said he should become Tomei. Why should he become Tomei? If not because it's his father-in-law, at least because he's a Rebbe. Okay? So father-in-law might not be a sufficient reason, but Rebbe is a sufficient reason. Now, Rabbi Yossi, when Rabbi Yossi died, or somebody else died, maybe it's Rabbi Chama, I'm not sure exactly who died, but somebody else died, Nidmulo Talmidah, the students went to the Levaya, even though they crowned him, but Ochlu Basa V'Shasu Yayin. But at the same time, they ate meat and drank wine while they were owning him. In other words, before the body was buried, which of course is forbidden. I'm learning a mother, and I said, Chadami Tati Lo Padachon. One of two mistakes you did not escape from. If you are Avelim Lama Chatem Basa, why did you eat meat? V'Shasu Yayin, drink wine. If you're not Avelim, why, Lamanit Mason, why is Kohanim did you become Tommy? Okay? Now we're going to take it even further. Can a Kohen become Tommy because he wants to learn Torah? That's an amazing question. He has to go through a place which is Tommy to get to the base Medrash. He's allowed to do so. So Rabbi Yossi Abi Yossi Vumasne. Rabbi Yossi was sitting and learning. Va Misa. And they brought in a corpse to the Beis HaKnesses. And he had Kohanim in his class. Mad Yosef Lay, those who remained in attendance. Lo Amar Klum, he didn't tell them anything to leave. Mad Nafi Lay, those who left because they brought in a corpse. Lo Amar Lay, Lo Klum, he didn't say anything to them either. So we don't know exactly what he held. It seems he didn't know it himself what to say. Erkunah Breit Rabbi Nechia Bar Abba Amar, he said, Abba Lo Avar Tchus Kips of the Kisar. A father would not pass underneath the awnings in Kesarim because there are Mason there, and he didn't want to become Tommy. Rabbi Ami Ava, Rabbi Ami said actually it was a suffix there are Mason there. Rabbi Ami, though it was also coin, he went because he held there was no suffix or it wasn't a problem. Now, a story. Rabbi Chizkan and Rabbi Cohen, guess who the Cohen was? Rabbi Chizkan and Rabbi Cohen and Rabbi Yaakov Rachav and Matalim, they were walking with Palti of the Kesarim in the plaza in Kesarim. Yigilakipa, they came to one of these arches. The Upirish, warnings, arches, I think it's an arch. And Upirish Rabbi Cohen went on the side. Yil Magatara, they reached a place which was unquestionably tar, because that's when he came back to them. Arm alone, so he said to them, Rabbi Cohen said to his two companions, I'm having to ask him, while I was walking away from you, what were you learning? So, Rabbi Chizka, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Chizka said to Rabbi Yaakov, the one companion to the other, Lo Temele Klum, don't tell him. Why not? So we don't know why he told him not, why not to. In is it, we're putting the word Mishum here, is Mishum the Parish Lay, is because he's separated from them, therefore, take out the Dalit, Bosh, they were upset. Why? Because Shemitami Adam Matamal Torah, because they helped that Kohen, he comes to Matamal Torah, and they were speaking and learning, and they have sure to remain with him. We don't know if that's the reason why they're upset, or because he was a nuisance, right? Susan is like a sarsen, so he distorts the words of the rabbis. Then we don't know if that's why they were upset at him. Tani, we learned mitami a coin biyotzi lechutzlar. It's a coin go out of chutzlar. It's only for the following things. Coin's not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Chutzlar is his tummy, right? You only leave Eretz Yisrael for the Imamunis, Spindel matters, the Nefashos, that means it really means you have to testify in a court case. The Nefashos, that's by the capital crime.
He's an expert
witness who gets paid for it. Yeah. Kiddush HaChodesh, to testify in a Kiddush HaChodesh, Ulibar Shona, or for a leap year. Ulatul Sodom Minakum, but to save somebody else's field where a goy is threatening it. Ulalame Liomo Teira, to learn Teira, lest he should get married. Right? Rabbi don't marry him. Yesh lo miayin lemod. If he's got someone to learn Eretz Yisrael, all the time. You're going to have this in Ksuvas, in the Bavli, then the Ksuvas. It says, if he's got someone to learn Torah in Chutzaretz, all the time, he shouldn't go to Eretz Yisrael, shouldn't go to Chutzaretz to learn. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yesh lo miayin lemod, even if he has someone to learn Eretz Yisrael, Yitami, you should go to Chutzaretz, you come Tami. Shalom yakol adam zach lemod. Everybody learns better in a different location, so maybe he'll dafka learn better if he goes to Chutzaretz. Right? Amalav, they said Rabbi Yosef Cohen. Shayotzi Acha Rabbo, he followed his Rebbe, who was going to Chutz La'aretz, umetame, yotze rabbi tavich rabbi l'tzaydan, he went to Sidon with him. Because to learn Torah, you're allowed to follow your rabbi even to Chutz La'aretz. Avol Rami, they said, lo yetze koin Chutz La'aretz, he's going for shidduch. He shouldn't go, elen ken yiftich lo isha, unless they promised him a wife. But he should have gone to Suffolk, maybe he'll find a shidduch. Yes, they have a definite battle plan now. He's going to find a wife there.
What about other reasons for going out, like
I'm not talking about those kinds of things. I think those are partial. Ma'oshi tami kohen gold, but really it's a regular kohen. Any kohen, let's use kapayim to duchen. Right? So it's a gevila. That was his name. Gevila, Achoy Rabbi Abba Baba Kohen, Amakur Rabbi Yosef, Shem Rabbi Yocha, Shem Rabbi Matami was done in Kusius Kohen. Let's say there's a mace in the shul. So the Kohen can be Matami in order to duchen in the shul. Even though it means becoming Tomei. Shem Rabbi Yocha Amar, Rabbi Yocha, in whose name, whose name is quoted, said, Amar, Ana lo Amrisle Klub. I didn't say anything of the sort. I didn't tell him that such a thing is permissible. Chazamar, he said, perhaps, Rabbi Yaakov said, you know what, Odilon, perhaps lo shomini, he didn't hear what he claimed from me, but rather he heard something else. Okay, the Rabbi Yehuda, by Pazi, Shem Lazar, that which I heard of Pazi, the name of Lazar, call coin, turn based on Knesset. And he, I said, any coin standing shul. Veinu Sakapa doesn't do chon. Oyrva say transgress the mitzvah say brikos koni. Vesava meima, and he must have thought gevila the shemitzvah say the mitzvah say brikos koni. It's a mitzvah say. The zaychul the mitzvah lo say if the nara kohen should not become tummy. Or says gemara tapad lo medal now. Again, Rabbi Yaakov said I know hamrili, but I didn't say this then, right? Isune bring him here, vana malchli, and bring him here, and I'm going to flog him. Because I never said such a thing. I know because the say Birkas Kohanim is obviously not a compelling one. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's one which if you fulfill, it's good, but it's not one you're compelled to fulfill. Therefore, may not push off a lot. Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Yossi, Master Beklishta Medar Til Kesari. Rabbi Avo was sitting and learning in the shul in a certain level in Kesari. Medar Til is a place in Kesari. I don't know exactly what it was. Anyway. Vavatam, he said there was a corpse there. He got honest to see his kapayim. The time came to Duchen. Lo shalom lay. They didn't ask him whether they should remain. The Kohanim or students didn't ask him whether they can remain to Duchen. He answered the mechla, so the time to eat came. Also, Mishallah, they came and asked him, could we stay to Duchen? Amalun, they said, on the see his kapayim, lo shalom yossi. He didn't ask me about Duchening. And on eating, you're going to ask me? Don't you think it's a little bit too late? You should have asked the question earlier. Kachamin, when they heard this, each one of them, Shamat Garme, excused himself, Arak, and ran away. Because they could tell that he was displeased. They had not asked earlier. Okay? Rabbi said, fascinating halacha. Mitame Kohen Liros HaMelech. A Kohen can become Tomei in order to go see a king. Why such a big thing to see as king? Katzolik duklinus malka lachem duklin the Diocletian the king came to Eretz Yisrael. Chamel Rabbi Chia they saw Rabbi Chia who was the guest of the kohen. Mitzvah he was stepping akivraya the tzor on the graves entire beginning with Chanei in order to see him. Rabbi Chizka Rabbi Chia b'shem Yochanan said, why is it a mitzvah liros gedolim malchus? Why is it to see kings and queens? So when the kingship of David is renewed, the Yodela for each people know the difference between the Goyish kingship and the Jewish kingship. Ma'ashitam the covet of Avivimo. Can a coin become tali for an honor of his father and mother? For Kibbut Avim. Rabbi Yassi Shama in this vein, Rabbi Yassi heard, the Asis Emil Botro, Rabbi Yassi was learning Eretz Yisrael, and he was a Kohen. Here his mother's going to Butzer, was in Chutzlaretz, right outside the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. Also, Vishal Rabbi Yochanan, he went to ask Rabbi Yochanan, Malot says, can I leave Eretz Yisrael to go to greet her? It's kind of like what you asked before. If it's because there's a danger on the road and you're going to protect your mother, say, then that's okay. If it's only for the honor of your mother, any other day I don't know what that law is. It's still a question of Rabbi Yochanan. But nevertheless, his Tom Rabbi Yasu kept on pleading with him. And he said, he decided to go. You come back in peace. So you might think that he was just telling him, stop being a nundik. If you want to go, go. But Rabbi Lezer heard and said, there's no greater permission to go. Because he told him such a flowery and wonderful language, and it means that he decided to call him Megor Chutzor for the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim. Right? That's what it says here. Right? Maushitam Eonel Kavod HaRabim. Can a person come to me because of the honor of the Rabbi? In other words, he has to go say Shir, or something of that sort. So, says the Gemara, it means actually rather the Kormay says to accompany them on their road. There are two parallel pathways to from point A to point B. One is further a distance, but it's tar. It's for sure tar. Bachas Kovotme, one of them is a shorter distance, but it's Tame. Imayu Arabi Mochim Barukoka, if the mass are going on the long pathway, Holy Khmer we go with them. And if not, if the mass is going the short pathway, even the short path may cover Rabbi because of the honor of the masses with whom you're going. That I only know is true about a Tumadur Rabbanan. I feel Tumadur Torah, but is that true even about Tumadur Raisa? So it says, my Dam Rabbi Zero, the average Rabbi Zero said, God will cover our brios, should Echel Mitzvah Slosa say Shoachas. It says, God will cover our brios. Pushes off a lot for momentarily, whatever time that is. You know, if you have Kodesh Brios, it can push off a lot, even the Raisa. Hadamaras teaches us that, I feel with too much shame and even the Raisa, then you can say that, the Kovodah Rabim, like Kovodah Brios, pushes it off. Now, it's interesting, because we don't actually hold that. We hold that it has to dafka be a drabonim. It says, lo sasei shavitar means a specific lo sasei shavitar, the lo sasei of not listening to the rabbis. But any other lav, the rice, and taka, Kovodah Brios does not push off. So, after, if you see somebody ripping down, walking down the street, shotnish, you're allowed to rip off the clothes. Because there's no cover of brios by shatnez, because that's the doraisa. Oh. But Yerushalmi, even by doraisa, is kinds of cover of brios, not as long as it's covered a rabbi, right? As long as it's not just your personal honor, but the honor of a large segment of Klai Yisrael, so then you don't have to, you know, debase yourself in public, okay?
Debase someone else.
Someone else. No. You don't debase anybody.
So in this case, the Israelis are more respectful to other people.
In what respect? Even the Raisas.
Yeah,
it sounds like that. That's true. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yossi, said, Ain't Sholim, now what's the topic of Mason where you just go on a tangent? Ain't Sholim, who logos leafnei, mitoso shel Mason. You don't involve yourself in halachic discussions when you're in front of a corpse. Says Mark, he says, for Rabbi Yochanan, Shol Rabbi Yana, Kumi Arsi, Rabbi Shim Ben Yotzoda. Rabbi Yochanan asked the following Lomisha question to Rabbi Yana in front of the court, the stretch of how much Rabbi Shim Ben Yotzoda's body was laid out. Hikdi Sholos Lebedek Abayis. That's a question which is totally irrelevant to Hilchos Avelos. Asked, what's the status of somebody who took his Olam consecrated from Bedek Abayis? Vua Magiblan, he responded. So says Mo'amad, they said, I'm sorry. Vumagivle. Amari said, I skipped a couple of lines. He said, Kadma maskin lesidra. So he said that he only responded to him when they were going to shul. In other words, after Levi. He didn't respond to him during Levi itself. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmi, Shor Rabbi Zira, Kumi, Rabbi Zira, asked Rabbi Zira a question, Kumi asked Rabbi Shimon,
Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak from these two coffins. He asked the Shiloh, who Magibla, and he responded. Omar, so he said, Kad have a Rachi Kava Magibla. You know, they only respond when they are far away from the coffin. Kad have a coffin, they're near the coffin, lo have a Magibla, he wouldn't respond to him in learning. Time he learned.
Yeah, but he still asked the question in front of the.
Yeah, that was his mistake. It was that was an error, but the guy didn't answer because he had made a mistake. Says Gemara Tani Hakatofim, the pallbearers. We don't have this minhag nowadays. Assuming this is some nalot to wear shoes. Shemi pasik sandals shalchamim, because maybe one of their sandals will split. V'nim some misakim mitzvah, they're going to stop carrying the coffin. Rabbi Zira sorah b'dibure. Rabbi Zira was in the middle of talking and he collapsed. He was giving a hesed. Asum boy miskafunis, and they want to pick him up. Vashkuchune, and they found him beyond it, he was very much weakened. And this guy, I guess, was shocked because he was known to be a strong fellow. Amalei, so they said to him, Ma'alchem, what's going on? Amalei, he said back to them, the thing we learned to Chayitain Alibo, if you're giving a hesped, the live person should pay attention to what he's saying about death. And I've paid attention, and that's why I fainted straight away. Okay, he's paid from his own speech, right? Such a powerful speaker. Hamotzi meis mitzvah, somebody who finds a meis mitzvah, I raise him a top elbow, you deal with him, but cover and come and you bury him where you find him. You don't schlep him to the city. Amos, I went to the Shubas Mansha, Motzi Chutzutchum, you found him more than 2,000 Amos away from the city. Hamotzi told the Chutzutchum, you found him 2,000 Amos within the city, distance from the city. I raise him via Mokam Forest, you bring him to the basic forest, Kovro, Betogotchum, and you bury him there. Amr Akiva, a very famous story. Akiva said, this is where it was when I first began to learn by Chachamim. Once I was walking down the road, and I found my mitzvah. And I dealt with him, four meal, which is four times the amount of the principle about. I chased him up until I brought him to a graveyard, and I buried him there. She bossy, it's a Rabbi Lezer, it's a Rabbi Shum. When I came to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shum, my Rabbeim. On my time, I said, I told him over this the Maisa. Ultimately, he said, I'll go, psia, shayisa, psia. Every step you took, Mali Malech, we consider you ke'ilu, shafach the diamond, like you spilled blood. Because the Maid Switzer was supposed to be buried where he was found. Amarti, I said, at that time, in Shoshis, Kavanti, exclusive divine, when I had a mind to do a good thing. This crafty, I muffed up and did a bad thing. B'shoshen lodis kamati l'schus. But I didn't have in mind to do a good thing. Alachas kama v'kama, how much more so? So obviously, I know nothing. Well, so shor lo zasim l'sham mishchachom. At that moment, from that moment on, I never deviated from following my rebbeim to know what to do. Who omer, who are you omer, and used to say, Rabbi Kiva, lo shimish chachamai, somebody who doesn't involve himself learning for the chachomim, ketol l'chayev, he's liable to death, because that's what Rabbeim said about the Meis Mitzvah. And we'll stop here.